I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need me thee, oh, I need thee every hour. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we magnify you and we glorify your name for this yet another day that you've made and another day that you've allowed us to see. God, I'm mindful, God, of what I sing and how I begin prayer off, and my attempts are to not to repeat songs after songs after songs, because my song vocabulary is lifted. But God, something in my soul this morning wanted to cry out that I need you, God. There's nothing else, God, that can satisfy me today. There's nothing else that can quench my hunger today. God, there's nothing else that can give me guidance, give me instruction, give me wisdom besides you. So my soul was crying out this morning, God, that I need you, God, and I'm desperately seeking after you, God. And I'm hungry for you, oh God, on this day, God, because you have blessed me, you have sustained me, you have kept me, God. You're everything that I need. And so my heart and my soul cries out for you, God, just as that deer panted after the God, my soul longs for more of you, God. My soul longs for your presence, God. My soul longs for your glory, God. My soul longs for your attention, God. My soul, God, longs for more of you. God, desperately, God, am I seeking after you? Because, God, in this chaotic world that we live in today, God, surrounded by things that don't have peace. We're surrounded by people that are discouraged and lack hope. We are surrounded by people, God, who are confused, oh God, and desperate for an answer. And God, sometimes their confusion and sometimes their desperation, God, and sometimes their wickedness, God, flakes off on us.
But God, we desperately need you, God, in this day and time to help us to remain steadfast and unmovable. God, we need you, God, in the name of Jesus to help us to be the lights in this dark and dying world. God, we need you, oh God, to restore unto us the joy of our salvation and allow the wells of living water to spring up down deep in our souls, Lord, to refresh us and to revive us, and not just about us, oh God, but that we may, God, that we might give you glory and that we may draw for you, God, as we proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. God, I want to be able to tell somebody the hope that I have and the reason why I have hope. God, in a world that's waxing more and more evil, I stand here today, God, declaring that I still have hope, that I know without a shadow of a doubt that my Redeemer lives, that I shall live. God, that I've got the victory, praise the Lord. God, I am determined to walk with you. God, I'm determined to trust you, Lord. And I'm determined, God, to give your name the glory and the honor and the praise. Because when praises go up, oh God, the blessing come down and his blessings come on down with us, God. And we need your blessings, oh God, today. We need your glory, oh God, today. We need a brand new, fresh anointing, God. An anointing, God, like never before. God, yesterday's anointing, God, it was for yesterday. God, last week's anointing was for last week, but God, I'm looking for fresh manna from heaven, God, this morning in the name of Jesus. So here I stand before you, God, with a humble heart, oh God, and a humble mind, God, seeking your face, God, surrendering to your will and declaring yes to your will, declaring yes to your way. God, I'm desperate for you, God. I need you, God, today. And God, we can't make it without you. God, we can't take another step without you. We can't move without you. Lord, I don't want to make any decisions without you. And so, Lord, as we prepare our hearts and our minds for the day, Lord, I've already made my way to work, but some people are still preparing for their day. God, our children are going on their way to school. God, some parents are dropping them off and making their way to their work sites. Or we have some errands. We have to run. God, we need to go to the bank, or we need to go shopping, God, or God, we just need to do something. But God, before we begin our day, before we go any further in this day, Lord, we are standing before you declaring, God, that we are absolutely nothing without you. God, I thank you for making me for greater. God, I thank you for giving me the focus of greater. God, I thank you for allowing me to pray greater. And God, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for preparing me for greater. Lord, I want you to prepare me for this day. The enemy, he has traps and he has snares that he set for me today to try to hinder me, to try to cause me not to put this flesh under subjection, to not give my all to you. But Lord, as you, God, woke us up this morning, God, I pray that you would prepare us to be a sanctuary, God, for you today, a sanctuary that's pure and holy, and a sanctuary that's tried and true, a sanctuary, God, that you would choose to dwell in, God, and abide in. And if you abide in me, God, and your word, God, abides in me, Lord, you promise in your word that I can ask what I will. And Lord, as I seek your face this morning, I ask that you would order my footsteps, God, that you would give me wisdom beyond my years and beyond my experience, God, that I may let the word know that you still say, that I may let someone know that you are still a redeemer, God, that I may let someone know that you are still a healer, that you are still a way maker, God. I pray, God, this morning, you will prepare me for victory, God, and for greater on this day. I don't want to lean unto my own understanding. I refuse to lean unto my own understanding, because God, when I lean unto my own understanding, I deceive myself. I make it seem like I'm going to, that I have it all together. When I lean on my own understanding, God, I do things that end up being foolish. It looked wise when I first started off. It looked wise when I thought I was planning it, Lord. But God, at the end result, God, is always going to be failure. But Lord, I'm determined to do what your word says and seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and God, so that you can add all these things unto me, God. God, I need you to order my footsteps, God, in my career path. God, I need you to order my footsteps, Lord, in my decisions about education. Lord, I need you to order my footsteps, God, as I look to buy a house or buy a new car. I need you to order my footsteps, God, as I look put money away for the future, God. I need you to order my footsteps, God, as I decide whether we're going to have children, more children or not, or have children or don't have children. God, whatever it may be, God, that's a step that's before us, God, today. God, we need you to give us wisdom, and we need you to give us direction, and we need you, God, to guide us, and we need you, God, to direct us, because, God, if we do it on our own, God, we will fail. And, Lord, we don't have time for failure. We don't have time, oh, God, to fail, God, because of our foolishness and the wickedness of our thoughts and the evilness of our ways. We don't have time, God, because souls are at stake. And, Lord, we are about our Father's business. Souls are at stake, God. And we don't want to miss the mark. Not today, God, not today, Lord, not today. I don't want to miss the mark, God, because I'm pressing towards you. God, I don't want to miss the mark, God. I know that you have a higher calling for me, God. I don't want to miss the mark, God, because I know you have greater in store for me. So touch us right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, right where we are at. Your word declares that we should seek you early. David said, early will I seek you. God, because he understood that things could go about the day, God, that he needs your direction or that we'll need your direction. So if I seek you early, and God, I seek you often, Lord, that I always have you with me, and I always have the guide that I need to make the right decisions. Lord, I don't need a spiritual GPS. You are my spiritual GPS. You put your spirit inside of me, oh God, to lead me, to guide me, to help me, to sustain me, to direct me, to encourage me, oh God, to keep me and to protect me. God, help us to say yes to your spirit and to say yes to your way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cast the devil out of our minds. He put seeds of discord, and he put seeds of confusion in our minds that causes us not to trust you, that causes us to not to walk by faith and instead by sight. God, he put seeds into our hearts and into our lives. But, Lord, I cast those seeds away. Holy Spirit, pluck those things up out. I don't want them to grow in me. I don't want them maturing me. God, I want to be a vessel, God, that will be a seed for hope. God, a vessel that will exude, oh God, strength and your glory. Lord, I want things to grow into me, God, that will be more like you. Put a little bit more tenderness. Put some more meekness in there. Put some more gentleness and faith and hope and God and love. God, put more of you in me, God, so that you, God, will overwhelm me and overflow me. Fill me up, God, today. With more of you, I want to run over in you, God. I want to run over in your glory. I want to love on my neighbor. I want to love on my enemy. God, I want to love on the strangers that come my way, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I am a transcending vessel. I am a transcending vessel. You have me here for a reason. You said a city that's set upon a hill cannot be hid. I, as a child of the Most High God, I'm supposed to be a transcending vessel in the world that I'm living in. Make us greater than we are now. Anoint us even more right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Not so that self or flesh. I'm mixing up and combining words now. God, not that flesh or self will get the glory, God, but that you will get all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise out of our lives. Lord, as I'm at work, God, I see a new construction zone. God, in all types of areas they're building. God, they're building, and they take time to build a strong foundation. Before they build up, God, they make sure that the foundation is sure. Lord, you are our foundation. We can't do anything without you, God. When we try to build on the foundations, they crumble. But we must take time to hide ourselves in your word. We must take time to become fervent and consistent in prayer. God, we must take time to put flesh under subjection and time to fast in the name of Jesus. And when we build upon those sure foundations, God, the foundation of holiness, when we build upon that foundation, we grow up into a sturdy building that when storms come our way and affliction comes our way, and even if the enemy subverts our protective covering and somehow, some way gets right on the inside of us, we are built upon a sure foundation, God, that holiness will always bring us through it, always keep us standing. Thank you, God, for being a God that I can trust in. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being consistent. And that's why my soul cries out this morning that I need you. Oh, I need you. Every minute, every hour, every second of the day, I need you. So, God, because you know that I need you to bless me. Now, my Savior, because I long for you, I need you, God. And, God, I want your glory to be revealed in my life. Now, God, take us throughout our day. We ask that you would bless us and keep us and pour out your Spirit upon us now. God, that we may walk worthy of our calling. You've called us to higher. You've called us for greater. And, Lord, I want to fulfill your purpose, and I want to fulfill your plan for my life today. Touch us right now. Lead, God, and direct us. Cast the devil out of our minds. Cast him out of our wills and cast him out of our ways. I plead the blood over our hearts. I plead the blood over our actions, and I plead the blood over our thoughts right now. Cast out the spirit of dissension. God, cast out the spirit of confusion. God, help heal our wounds and heal our broken hearts, God, because some of us, God, are holding on to things that cause us to be froggy when we come around other believers. God, whatever it is that the enemy has set in us that brings about division, that brings about confusion, and that brings about chaos, Lord, I pray that you would bind it right now, so that when we go about our day, that we'll exhibit the spirit of holiness, the spirit of compassion, and the spirit of love, God, that you have that dwells inside of us. Let not flesh put it under subjection, but God, get the glory out of our lives on this day. God, if you do this, we'll be careful to give you the glory and honor and praise. Walk with us, talk with us, lead, God, and direct us on our prayer. In Jesus' precious name, we say thank God, amen and amen.